I'm trying to retire. Always coming in last. Bring it off the pass. No one else do anything. I think you need a shotgun blast. You're kicking the ass. So paranoid. Watch your back.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first edition of the Main Factor Podcast, alongside Andrew Whalen and Mark Scrizzero. All right, guys. So I think I'm gonna open up our first show with the Tucson shooting in Tucson, Arizona. Sorry to hear about that. And Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Andrew, can you please play the clip?
I would love to, Corey.
It all began with this sent by Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords just minutes before she is gunned down. My first Congress on your corner starts now. Please stop by. It is almost 10 a.m. Saturday in Tucson, Arizona. Then, at 10:10, chaos and carnage as someone opens fire.
I heard about 15 to 20 gunshots in the parking lot. I came outside immediately. Did not see a vehicle or any people fleeing. I just saw people running, screaming towards where the shooting happened.
Breaking news for you. It's coming.
All right, cut it. But, all right, so I think this guy should be killed. What do you guys think?
He definitely deserves some kind of really bad punishment. I don't know, capital punishment, but, I mean, he deserves something.
He killed six people and shot a congresswoman in the head. Killed a 9-year-old girl and killed a judge. He shot 20 people total.
Yeah, I think that calls for an injection.
By the way, that 9-year-old girl was killed. She is the baseball manager, Dennis. Wow, brain. All right. So an old baseball manager back in the day, that's his granddaughter.
Wow. All
right. And the judge is a federal judge, so that's pretty bad. But so welcome to the Main Factor. Just want to that this podcast is mostly about sports and whatever else comes up, news, whatever. Let's cut to the NFL playoffs. Now we got Andrew, a Jets fan.
Yes, sir.
If Mark, a Pats fan.
Go Pats.
I'm a Browns fan, so we can have some picks. But, all right, Andrew, what do you think about the Jets' chances this week?
Well, if the Jets played the way they did against Indy, they have a very good chance. I mean, the Jets' running game against Indy, it was very good. They kept Peyton Manning off the field a lot, and that's the key. Can't let him take over the game. If you keep him on the sidelines, it really helped. And that's the same thing for Brady. So if they run the ball well against the Patriots, they have a good shot.
The Patriots are 10 times better than the Colts are this year. The Jets in that game were one-dimensional. They had no passing game. So if the Patriots shut down the run, they won't lose.
Yes.
But can the Patriots shut down the run with their old defense?
Of course they can. If Mark Sanchez plays like he did in that Colts game,
but Mark Sanchez is good. What about the weather up in New England, guys? Since you guys are up there in Rhode Island, what's the weather like?
We just got 2 feet of snow the last 2 days.
Yeah, so is this gonna affect the game at all with the
grass?
It's
gonna be very cold. It's gonna be very cold. It's turf.
So this
snow
is on. I know, but still, I mean, turf can freeze. But will this affect the passing game, you think?
It will affect the passing game. There'll probably be some strong.
No, Tom Brady plays in whatever. He plays.
Not too much. It won't affect it too much.
Not for the Pats. For the Jets, yeah. But I think it comes down to coaching, actually.
If it does come down to coaching, I don't think it'll be a close game, though.
No, I think so, because I think Rex Ryan's a good coach. He's talented. His press conferences are unbelievable. Ed, why don't you go ahead and play that?
Yeah, I think Rex Ryan has a secret to beat the Patriots. Here it is.
You know, I don't know when I'm going to beat them, but I want it to be Saturday. And is it personal? Yes. Is it personal against him, Reggie Wayne, you know, all these guys? Yeah. So what?
All these people are against Rex Ryan. I can't stand it, because he's just going out there defending his team and saying that he's going to win, because he wins, you know, mostly all the time.
Yeah, I think it's – I don't like the guy, but I think he's good at motivating his team.
I think he's an ass, but he's not.
Getting his team ready to play.
I think Belichick is out of his prime.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
I would. But with this kind of team, I think so.
The thing with Rex Ryan, I'm a Jets fan, but I gotta be honest here. The way he says it's personal, it's not really that personal. I mean, the Jets and Patriots, it's becoming a rivalry, but it's not like the Yankees and Red Sox or something like that, where it's always been like that.
No.
And especially with, like, Peyton Manning. So you guys lost one game against him in the playoffs. That doesn't exactly make it personal.
Yeah, it does. It definitely makes it personal. It comes back and trying to beat him. I think the Colts should have won that game. I had money on the Colts, not with you, Mark, but with Nate. But so I think the Jets kind of got lucky that game. Nick Foles sucks. Lucky he made that kick. But
okay, thank you.
No problem. He missed four field goals against the Browns, and we still ended up losing that game because Chancey Stuckey, so don't remind me. But
and the Browns suck, too. I don't know if you remember that.
Okay, I know the Browns suck. Man, I have a new head coach, Pat Shurmur, going to lead this team to victory.
Yeah, that's a good one, Corey.
All right, I swear, he's from the Eagles. He was the QB coach for Donovan McNabb through all those years. And then he was formerly the St. Louis Rams offensive coordinator for 2 years. I mean, they have an okay offense. Steven Jackson, he was still running the football well. And their passing game got better when Bradford came in. I like their play calling system. So I think he can bring it in. I think we keep Rob Ryan as defensive coordinator. But I think we just get rid of everybody else and besides Colt McCoy and Peyton Hillis. We keep the defense and we clean house on the offensive wide receivers besides Josh Cripps because of kicking her.
I want to see Pat Shurmur bring Colt McCoy to his prime. That's what he has to do.
Colt McCoy's prime will last forever.
He has to bring him to his full potential.
Yeah.
Then he'll be a successful coach.
I think we need Mac Brown to go coach the Browns. I think he should be the offensive coordinator.
That would be good.
Well, yeah. I think we need Mac Brown. But what do you guys think about head coaching anyway around the league? John Fox just went to the Broncos today. Not too happy about that. I'm a Browns fan. I absolutely hate the Broncos, but
I don't know.
McDaniels. Getting rid of McDaniels.
Yeah, well, McDaniels has been gone. McDaniels sucks. He was good for his first six games. They went 6-0, and then he went like 2-8 in the rest of the year, and they went 8-8, and then this year he just sucked.
Yeah.
Anybody from the Patriots organization that tries to be a head coach besides Belichick absolutely sucks. Romeo Crennel.
Because they're not.
Charlie Woods sucks. Eric Mangini sucks.
Bill Belichick builds them around the system. So they have a specific role. And then once they go to another team, they have more of a role and they can't handle it.
Yeah. What do you guys think about Charlie Weiss anyway?
He's so much better of an offensive coordinator than he was.
Charlie Weiss gets mad because he leaves the Patriots when they won 3 Super Bowls to go to Notre Dame. And Notre Dame, they suck. I mean, they're not good anymore. And then he goes to Notre Dame, absolutely just has like one good year and then just goes away. And then goes to the Chiefs. He goes to the Chiefs to reunite with Romeo. They go to the playoffs. They turn a team from 4-12 to 10-6. But then apparently Weiss didn't like Todd Haley. So now Weiss is with the Florida Gators. And I can't stand the Gators. So now he's working in Gainesville trying to like next year.
I think that Charlie Weiss could have been better if he stayed at Notre Dame longer because from what I've heard, he's a good recruiter, and so he was cleaning up the past coaches' bad recruiting classes.
No, I still think he's better than the NFL.
I don't think that he's truly a head coach. He's so much better.
He's not an offensive coordinator in the NFL. He's not a head coach NFL guy. He's not a college guy at all. I think he should just stay at the Chiefs, went to a different team offense coordinator. Him and Romeo won 3 Super Bowls. He leaves, doesn't do anything, goes back to Romeo, and then goes back to the playoffs. But then he decides to leave Romeo again because of Todd Haley.
Yeah.
All right.
And will Charlie Weiss exercise for once?
He and Ryan just fitness program together.
Yeah. Eric Mangini lost a lot of weight this year. Don't forget that. Lost like 100 pounds. But
Rex Ryan had off-season surgery.
Yeah, what, liposuction?
Gastric band.
That's embarrassing. But, all right, so college football, national championship. What do you guys think about that game? I think it sucked.
I thought it was a bad game. Terrible.
It was a bad game until the last minute.
The coaches, I think the coaches did a fantastic job of getting their defenses ready. Yeah. The
defense was good, but offense sucked.
I thought it would be more of a shootout than it was going to be.
Yeah, it was. And what kind of play were you, you see it, but like, Oregon's defense going to be more aware in a game like the national championship. You roll a guy over you, he doesn't hit the ground, and you just walk away from the play and just let him run.
Yeah. It ended up coming down to Auburn was stronger up front.
Yeah, you put him in field goal range, and then they kicked the game-winning field goal.
The coaches put too much emphasis on defense, and they didn't work enough on offense.
Oregon could have done so much of their offense. I mean, they can run they run every play out of the spread offense. Spread, Wildcat, I mean, fast quarterback, good wide receivers, a good arm, Michael James.
They weren't throwing the ball enough. Ran the ball.
Went deep once to that white dude, and he caught a big pass, and they get into like red zone territory. That's the only time they ever went deep. That actually worked. So that's bad. But, Mark, what's going on?
Is there some kind of conflict going on in there? Oh,
hey, Mark. I think John. So me and Andrew are gonna cover this one. Andrew, let's talk about Antonio Holmes and Tom Brady. Let's go back to the Jets Pats game.
Yeah, I mean, Cromartie just runs his mouth.
No, I think it's worth it. Cromartie's picked off Brady four times.
I know, but I mean, Cromartie just, you guys, you're not really that much better than them. You can't go off and just talking and just shooting off Tom Brady. It's just.
I like this. I like trash talking. I like the Jets. I like the Jets right now. I have the Jets to win this game. I'm gonna.